Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another sick woman file. Shout out to Hammerhand, the MGTOW monk, for dropping this one on his community tab. Now, this article was published on the 8th of April. Three Oklahoma sisters are sentenced to federal pound-you-in-the-ass prison for crimes related to Walker County shooting. On Wednesday, U.S. District Court Judge L. Scott Kugler sentenced three Oklahoma sisters to prison for convictions related to a shooting in Walker County in 2018. Announced U.S. Attorney Prim F. Escalona and Federal Bureau of Investigations Special Agent in Charge Johnny Sharp Jr. In July of 2021, a federal jury convicted the Tulsa, Oklahoma sisters of various crimes related to shots fired at a Florida resident and his wife as they sat in their car at a rural Walker County convenience store. Now, why the emphasis on the wife? I'll go into detail later. Tirza Mapson, 29, was sentenced to 60 months in prison for conspiracy to commit interstate stalking and discharging of a firearm in furtherance of a crime of violence, two counts of interstate domestic violence, and two counts of interstate stalking. Eliza Mapson, 25, and Charis Mapson, 33, each were sentenced to 120 months in prison for conspiracy to commit interstate stalking and discharging of a firearm in furtherance of a crime of violence and two counts of stalking. Interesting that the two sisters, they get 10 years, and it seems like the mastermind only gets 5 years. Testimony at trial showed that Tirza Mapson and the male victim had a child together in 2013. In June of 2018, the child's father and his wife, also a victim, were planning to meet Tirza Mapson halfway between their home in Orlando, Florida, and her home in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to take temporary custody of the child. The victims and Tirza Mapson agreed to meet on June 18th at a rural convenience store in Eldridge, Alabama, northwest of Jasper. Fellas, do your custody exchange in front of a police station. I mean, you got to do it somewhere where there's going to be a lot of more people. Even though, unfortunately, there was a man who actually got killed during a custody exchange in front of a police station. But you got to come up with some sort of a plan. And if she's late, leave. Consult the courts. Testimony and evidence established that the couple drove to Alabama on June 18th, believing that Tirza Mapson and the child were driving from Oklahoma. While they waited at the store for over 4 hours. They received text messages from Tirza Mapson explaining delays in her travel. Around 5:40 p.m., the victims heard shots, one of which came through the trunk of their car, hitting the child's father in the shoulder and lodging in his chest. Store security video showed that as he made two attempts to get out of the car, additional shots hit the ground on his side of the vehicle. After the two took cover, in the store, the shooting stopped. The wounded father was later transported to a Tuscaloosa hospital where his wound was treated and determined to be non-life-threatening. It was later determined that the shots were fired from a rifle from a wooded hill behind a nearby church. Someone tried to grassy knoll this guy. These convictions are the result of a collaborative effort by a multitude of agencies, both here and outside the district, U.S. Attorney Escalona said. I commend all those who were involved in bringing these defendants to justice. I applaud the sentences handed down today as the Mapsons show no regard for human life as they carried out their conspiracy, S.A.C. Sharp said. This case is a perfect example of how law enforcement can combine resources and efforts to bring violent criminals to justice. Well, well, well. So what do we have here, gentlemen? What do we have here? We have a case of a man who moved on successfully with his wife. And we have a bitter baby mama. Oh, gentlemen, this is wonderful. Why? Because it goes to show you, no matter how much society tries to shield women and say, well, women wouldn't do things like this, every sick woman file that I've done and will continue to do is going to break that narrative. Now, that was a comment that was left, and I'm not going after the commenter on this one, but this is another one of those stupid phrases that women love to jump behind and, you know, simps say. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. I challenge that with my phrase. Or should I say, the phrase from James Baldwin. The most dangerous creation of any society is the man with nothing to lose. Why? Because the man with nothing to lose is willing to get his hands dirty. He will take matters into his own hands. Women, on the other hand, or should I say a scorned woman, she can only enact proxy violence. Now, there are a few women who will get their hands dirty. However, the overwhelming majority of women, when they're scorned, they want to get other men to do their dirty work for them. Now, I find it interesting that they did not point out who the trigger person was. Interesting. But all in all, this man was trying to take custody of his child, and the bitter baby mama obviously couldn't get over the fact that he moved on and married someone else and actually had a successful life. No, 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 no. You knocked me up with a kid. How dare you not marry me? So now I'm going to go ahead and have you taken out. JFK style. Fellas, you got to be careful. And like I said in my previous sick woman file, be careful with your seed. Now, I know some guys will say, well, you just never know. Yeah, you would be correct on that one. Since we do live in a society that promotes all kinds of female fuckery, and the fact of the matter is, a woman can turn on you at the drop of a dime, and society will find a way to excuse it. But I also find something else very interesting with this. The two sisters got 10 years, but the ringleader only got 5. And they didn't charge them with attempted murder. Undercharged? Oh, yeah. But it is what it is. At least they're behind bars. But I've rambled on long enough. You know, read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and all of these mechanisms that you use to try to enact the phrase, hell had no fury like a woman scorned, will go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, you can be as scorned as you want. But when you put a man in a position to where he has nothing left to lose, guess what he's going to do? He's going to put on that mask. And speaking of putting on the mask, you guys are asking for it. You guys are going to get it. So Neo the Outflanker and everybody else, start sending in HMT articles. We need to go ahead and get into the spring and summer of slaughter. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
I've seen some pretty horrible things in my life, but this is just